So taking your posture for practice in a way that feels invigorating. Yet soft and supportive, really grounded in the earth and air. When we engage in heart practices, it's important to nonetheless stay very embodied throughout so that we don't spin in our heads and get lost. We're going to engage in a practice of awesome gratitude. A little reading here. Hank Hudupo. It's called The Heavens. Watching the night sky for the Pleiades meteor shower from the back porch. Nothing above but clouds and airplanes. Bug bites at our ankles. A sudden track of headlights against the house. Pet eyes peering out a window. Not a meteor in sight, I say aloud to my daughters, and the nothingness above us, both of them standing on the picnic table, leaning back into me like two armfuls of warm laundry, asking me about the night, wondering, what do stars look like up close? Where does the sky begin? How long does it take to get there? While I hold them next to me in a patch of backyard in America, my wristwatch illuminating the hour, my thoughts lost in the gap of time between this night and forever, the wonders beyond, the heavens so near, questions so simple, and the answers so far beyond my knowing. So far beyond our knowing, the answers to this wondrous life. So feeling for a few moments, body breathing, all held together and uplifted. And as we sit here with body and breathing, opening to whatever in the body feels comfortable, pleasant, is it the breathing? Is it your hands? Feeling of satiety in the tummy? Sense of strength of sitting. Opening with gratitude for this body as it is known to you. And saying thank you. Thank you for this measure of health or vitality that's being given. Thank you. Aware now of the heart mind that practices, that turned up here today, that bothers to train the heart mind, and offering thanks for that. Thank you. thank you. Hand to heart or other soothing touch point at any point. Thank you, thank you. A deep bow of gratitude. For this heart mind that practices for goodwill, for well-being, for compassion, for kindness, as imperfectly as we all do it, we nonetheless practice. Bringing thanks to whatever measure of safety and well-being we've been given, perhaps a sense of our homes, our apartments, enough to eat, clothes on our backs, hot water, central heating, maybe air conditioning. Or the shade of a summer tree. Thank you. Thank you. Being aware of relationships, generations of elders and ancestors who've come before us, who figured out so much that our lives are so much more comfortable than even it was 100 years ago, certainly 200 years ago. This is not the Middle Ages. Thank you. Thank you. Being aware of some relationships of care and love now or in the past that have nourished us. Taking a bit of time for that, really bringing forth different beings and enriching and absorbing your gratitude for each. Thank you. Thank you. Opening to the communities of animal life that surround us. Perhaps there have been particular beings, past or present, for which we're so grateful. Certain pets, perhaps the birds, the chipmunks, the bunnies, the deer. The buzzing bees. Thank you, thank you. And we remember too the community of plants that surround us, the trees and the shrubs and the flowers, the herbs, the crops, nourishing our very beings in body, heart, and mind. And we open further to the earth sustaining us, to which we're rooted, grounded, from which we come, to which we return, of which we are a part. That sense of the noble blue planet from space. Thank you, thank you. And our atmosphere, that fragile atmosphere that traps just the right amount of oxygen for life, for our lives. That air we're breathing here and now. Thank you, air. So miraculous. And the water, the fresh water of which we are a part, which nourishes us, which is just the right pH for life. The sweet water. And the salt water that stabilizes the whole planet. Delicate equilibrium. Thank you, thank you. In the sky, when we look up at the sky and we see that blue sky and the clouds moving through and the sun and the moon and can feel held by them and the stars. These heavens. So many simple questions, so many unanswerable answers, so far beyond our knowing. And attending in gratitude for whatever teachings and blessings we've received in our life, often through our sufferings and through joyful connection. And thank you for this life we have been given. We do not understand it. We sit in wonder of it all. We bow to it. And bringing in any other pieces that you would like to offer wondrous gratitude for as we finish up. And appreciating, lastly, the ability to engage in this practice. Knowing it's a rich place we can always return to at any moment for sustenance and perspective. May we all be grateful. May we all be filled with wonder for this life. May we all be joyful. May we all walk in awe and beauty.